morning. I'm happy today because on the way to church, I got some news that God had answered some of my prayers over the last couple of weeks. So I'm rejoicing and thanking him for those answers. It's my privilege to go over question 43 from the Heidelberg Catechism with you this morning. So I'm going to read the question and then the answer and then some of the Bible verses that they use to support their answer. What further advantage do we receive from Christ's sacrifice and death on the cross? I think it means besides the eternal life. You know, we've been through some of that already. And their answer is, through Christ's death, our old selves are crucified, put to death, and buried with him, so that the evil desires of the flesh may no longer rule us. And for you kids, the flesh means the sinful nature, you know, that makes us want to do wrong. But that instead we may dedicate ourselves as an offering of gratitude to him. They have us look at Romans 6 chapter verses 5 through 11. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Verse 8 says, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Praise God. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. And of course, that's not his sin, that's our sin. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin. And that's important for all of us to realize we don't have to be a slave to our sin nature. That's kind of what these verses I'm reading emphasize. You'll notice that. But alive to God in Christ Jesus. Colossians 2, verses 11 and 12. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith. And that's the key, it's through our faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Verse 13. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. And offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master because you are not under law, but under grace. Romans 12, verse 1. Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, and this is key, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And in Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, Paul says, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and this is important also, live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Amen.